Mac, have you had an opportunity yet to do any legwork on hiring a running backs coach, and how quickly do you anticipate that being done?
No, in hiring over the last few years, I felt like that in some cases it was disruptive and really unnecessary to call guys who were in bowl games and talk to their head coach before you talk to them about a position before they coach their game. And we were okay. We didn't need him in here for recruiting at this time. We didn't need the guy to coach because he wouldn't know our system anyway. So we felt like that. I felt like it's best to wait till after we get through and after the two or three guys I'm going to talk to get through, and then talk to them and bring them in an interview. But I really haven't called anybody yet, and I've obviously looked at some things, and personally I keep a list of guys that you're interested in through the years, and then one of the good things about waiting too, and it happened before, is a lot of guys call you that you might not remember were out there, or you might not remember or even think they'd be interested in coming. So sometimes being more patient than I've been at times is a good thing.
Mac, David said the other day that one of the benefits of Major, you know, being the quarterback's coach, is nobody knows what it's like to be the Texas quarterback like Major. You've coached Major as a quarterback. Now Major's coaching a quarterback. Is that one of the fortunate byproducts of this move?
Yes, I think it's really a good thing. He's helped our quarterbacks anyway, because from afar, even when he was coaching running backs and Greg was coaching quarterbacks, I would say, Major, in front of Greg and in front of Brian, Major, meet with these guys and tell them it's a different place. You got different pressures and you got different expectations than a lot of places. So he's a guy that's been through it all. He's a guy that started. He was a guy that's a star. He's a guy that's National Player of the Year as a freshman. He's a guy that got hurt. He's a guy that didn't get to play. He's a guy that got his opportunity and came back in a bowl game and came 19 behind against Washington and won. So he's been the whole gamut with Texas. He's been a player. He's been a graduate assistant. He's been a second-team quarterback at Texas, which is pretty popular. He's been the starter, which he was popular. And I think that it's all of those things help him when he's trying to help David go through the process.
Mike, you said after practice this week you thought the Pac-12 might be on the cusp of being the second-best conference, presumably against behind the SEC.
I was wondering, Big 12.
I shouldn't speak.
That's
more,
why. That's why I said maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just wonder. After
I just feel like our conference has really grown. You know, and I've seen it for a long time, even taking it back to the Pac-8 back in the day, and so seeing a lot of changes and seeing a lot of good football through the years. But it just seems like with the addition of Utah and Colorado going to the Pac-12 and then the competition within these divisions, it's really been, I think the football has all been anteed up. I think there's a, you know, you take what UCLA did coming in this year in Arizona with Rich Rodriguez going in there, and then, of course, Jim Mora at UCLA and what Todd Graham at Arizona State, and those were all pretty good football programs, but they just all those teams rose up this year, and they had good players in the program already, and they just grew as first-year programs. So you can see this thing kind of all amping up a little bit.
I just wonder after the Baylor UCLA game, if what your pecking order is right now.
Yeah, you know, there's bowl games are interesting as it goes in. It all comes out. You know, I think the picture clarifies, and that was very, very interesting though.
Hey, Mike, real quick, your impressions of Cody Vaz, that first start in Provo, Utah, can you kind of talk about that day and what that meant to him and your program?
Well, I think it was a big day for the Beavers and a great day for Cody. You know, I've always respected Cody as a young man and as a quarterback, and I've always wondered, you know, about him playing, actually, you know, he's been a top competitor to play. We haven't been a team that's alternated quarterbacks through the years, so he really hadn't gotten much of a chance. And when given the chance against a really good BYU defense, I was just impressed in their place. So that whole picture of him just going down there and playing really his first significant action and playing with the poise that he did, I was just totally impressed by it. And it was neat to see our team's reaction to it too. They were all happy for Cody because he's kind of been in the background, but I think they all respected not only his ability but also who he was. You know that he was always just ready to go, and he just proved it.
We have time for two more questions.
Coach Brown, Texas has won 8 of the last 10 bowl games. What have been the keys for being so successful in these bowl games? And for this Alamo Bowl, were the practices more intense or harder than in previous years?
No, I think that, number one, we've had good teams, and we've taken winning the last game very seriously. And I think that you'd have to go back and look at all those games. I guess we lost to Washington State 28-20, and we lost to Alabama in the national championship game of those 10. And we didn't play very good against Washington State, and we obviously had lost our quarterback early against Alabama. But I think the guys have worked very hard. We've had nearly spring training-type workouts in Austin. And then when we've come, we've had just game week workouts at the bowl site, and it's worked very well for us.
Final question.
Mac, as far as David Ash, is every practice, every game an audition for next year, or what would you say your level of trust with him at that position?
You go back and look at what David's done. He won 8 games. He's in the top 10 and maybe top 7 in passing efficiency in the country. He did get an injury, had an injury against Iowa State. And we thought he'd be fine, and I'm not sure that he's such a tough young man, and he doesn't say very much, so I'm not sure that he was as healthy for TCU as he told us he was, and he didn't respond very well at that time, because after Kansas, we thought he was really on a roll and doing so well at Texas Tech and Iowa State. We said Case would start at Kansas State because we really didn't know whether David would play or not. We knew he wouldn't practice very much. And we felt like we should go ahead and make a decision to get the guy that's going to practice to play. And then they told us the morning of the Kansas State game that David was available if we had to have him, but he did very little during the week. So I think David's made great progress, and tomorrow night will be a big game for him because it's a very good defense. It's a defense that does things a lot like Kansas State and TCU, where we didn't play very well against. They're going to stop the run. They're very physical up front. They're going to make you throw it, and they got 2 pro corners. So they do it right, and they do it good. So I'm excited to watch our offense respond against the 2 defenses we saw at the end of the year that we didn't handle as well.
Thank you, coaches.